You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi, and welcome to another Money Halakha class. Today we're discussing the case of when a person borrows money from a tzedakah box. It happens a lot that a person is in his house or somewhere and he needs to get some cash, and the only place that actually there is money in the house at the moment is inside of the tzedakah box that they have. So the question is someone allowed to borrow that money from the tzedakah box and use it and then pay back the tzedakah or not? Maybe it's a kaddosh money and it's not touchable, or maybe it's okay. So that's the question over here. So we're going to be using this sefer today called Money by Rav Shaul Wagshel. He says that over here that we have to actually first make a distinction between two different types of money that there exists. There's regular tzedakah money, which is general tzedakah money, and then there's actual tzedakah money that has actually been designated for a specific tzedakah. For example, if a tzedakah organization would give you a tzedakah box that is branded and it says their name on it, and that tzedakah goes to them, so then the money that's going in is already designated tzedakah money. Now, we can contrast that to a different type of tzedakah money, is when you have just a regular tzedakah box that doesn't have to go to a specific tzedakah, and it is never designated as a specific tzedakah. So we're going to classify that as designated tzedakahs and general tzedakahs. So now we have that in place, we can address this shaila. He says over here that if you want to borrow tzedakah, so when it's a general tzedakah money that has not been designated for a specific tzedakah, then you are indeed allowed to borrow the money from the tzedakah and pay back the amount of money that you borrowed from the tzedakah. Now, when it comes to the tzedakah that is already designated from a tzedakah organization, then you would not be allowed to borrow that money from the tzedakah box because it's the same as going over to another person and taking their money and borrowing it without their permission. You would not be allowed to do such a thing. So therefore, they do say that if you do want to borrow the tzedakah money, so a person, when they do get these tzedakah boxes that have a name of a tzedakah organization already on them, so what they should do is they say that any money that I'm going to put into this tzedakah box should not become theirs until I'm actually done and I'm going to give it to them in the end of the day. Therefore, having the money into the tzedakah box has not actually been acquired by the tzedakah organization. And then it just stays as regular tzedakah money and you would be able to borrow that money. It's advisable, they said, that you should make this condition when you get it. Now, I'm adding, and I spoke to Amr Kach about this, that if you do make that condition, then you're going to lose out in the fact that you're giving the money to that specific tzedakah organization. It's just going to be regular tzedakah, which is also a very good thing. But it's not going to be that it's giving it to that tzedakah organization until they actually get it. So if you need to be going to that specific organization, it's not theirs yet, and you're losing that out. Now, what if someone always in general borrows from a tzedakah box? So he says over here, if you in general borrow from tzedakah boxes and you didn't specifically make a condition on a specific branded tzedakah box, then we say that your general use is that you do borrow from tzedakah boxes. In a case where you didn't think of anything at all, so I spoke to Poisek, and he said that if you didn't think of anything at all, so in general, if you are a person that does borrow from the tzedakah box, then it's going to be okay. Or because that's actually what people now have been starting to do, so it would be okay to borrow from the tzedakah box. The last thing over here he says is that when you do borrow from the tzedakah box, so when you pay back the money, some people like to give back money to the tzedakah as a payment or something like that. So he says over here that you should not do that because that comes into a shaila of ribis, because you're paying back actually to the tzedakah interest. So therefore the best thing to do is if you just pay back the money to the tzedakah box, and then afterwards with a little bit of a delay, you want to just give another donation to the tzedakah. But don't have in mind that you're actually paying back extra because you borrowed the money from the tzedakah box. And we're going to stop over here. Thank you very much.